This episode is brought to you by Juul Wellness, beef liver and oyster capsule supplementation. We're all about if you can just eat liver and if you can just eat oysters, you're going to be absolutely crushing it at your hormone health. However, not everyone likes to be eating liver and oysters, and that is why this is the best possible option for you. These are some of the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet, packed with bioavailable iron, B12, zinc, and essential minerals that deeply support hormone balance, natural energy, and of course, fertility health. So if you are working on HA recovery, if you have been on birth control and you're trying to come off, if you've had an ED, if you've had multiple of the above, and of course, if you're preparing for pregnancy, Juul beef liver and oyster capsules make it really easy to nourish your body every single day. You don't have to cook. You don't have to make mess. You just have to swallow these whole food natural supplements in a capsule. We love Juul so much that we bought it. So we own it. We're very passionate. It's New Zealand sourced oysters and beef, which is the best possible kind you can get. And it's on every single protocol we ever do for our one-on-one clients, and it has been from the very beginning. So if you guys love a little bit of liver or you want to give it a try, because we're the owners, we actually have the best possible discount for you guys. So if you go ahead and use the code HA Society, you will get a 12% discount for life, and only you guys and our founding members have ever gotten a discount that big. So definitely, it's the best kept secret. It's just for you guys. Go to JuulWellness.com and make sure supplementation is 100% covered on your HA recovery journey. That's the code HA Society and use it at JuulWellness.com. On with the show. Hello, friends. Welcome back to the HA podcast. No, welcome back to the Stop Being Perfect podcast. Golly, I have a topic that I came up with earlier this week, and I was so stoked about the idea. And then now I'm sitting down to talk about it, and I'm like, ugh. Nonetheless, today I want to talk about a question that like has come up, I think, for me with random women. But it's, what's it like to have your child only half of the time? And I have a lot to say on it. And I think it's a good topic for everyone to know, because you're going to come across a lot of divorced and separated people. Maybe you are the child of a divorce or a separation. And maybe one day you'll have to support someone. Or, I mean, heavens forbid, maybe you're ever in this situation too. But I'm going to talk about that today. Before I dive in, I am running an information session next week for the Holistic HA Practitioner Certification. This is a live session that I run to tell you everything about the course, who it's best for, what are the opportunities that come from doing this course, and what it looks like to take the course. And we're running a big sale on it. It's a $2,500 course. We're going to do it for $1,700 for only 1 week starting next week. So go register for that. That is at holistichapractitioner.com/coach training. I'll link it below because it's like a lot. There's no way if you type it in from your phone, like there's no way you don't mistype, hit the wrong button. It's just one of those URLs, right? So let's dive in. So a lot of people are like, is it hard to only have your daughter half the time? The answer is, of course it is, right? But here's the thing, and it is like not okay in society to be a mum who settles for, you know, minority custody or equal custody. Now, I have equal 50-50 custody. I have this happily because her father is 100%
capable. I don't have any doubts about his ability to parent, and so I have no reason to feel that he deserves any less than 50% custody. He may think differently, but that's my opinion. And he knows that she needs her mum, right? So I think we're all in agreement with this. And I'm sure that there are a lot of people out there who don't want 50-50 custody, and this is partly because they perhaps don't feel that the other parent is capable. So in those scenarios, it's just not what I'm talking about today. I don't know anything about that. That's not the situation that we're in. So in the very beginning, actually, fast forward all the way back, I'm starting to consider that I may have had some kind of postpartum depression. I'm a boomer in that way, where I'm like, no, that's it. Because I was never like sad, down, glum, anxious. It was more of just like some kind of numbness of like when my daughter came out, and maybe she's going to listen to this one day, maybe, but you know, when she came out, you know, her and I had gone through a lot to get to that point. And there she was. And I was like, hi, girl. And I was really drugged up, and I was really, really sick. And I think that, you know, everything that they say about the golden hour and the importance of bonding and the benefits of a natural birth are true. And I just had so much of that taken from me. You know, I'm sure this is probably similar to maybe how some people who have cesareans feel. You know, I was just on a lot of drugs and on a lot of adrenaline, and had been given news that made me feel like, okay, that could be dangerous, though I see that they're all staying quite calm. And I think I just started to like disassociate, which is something that I have a history of doing. Like, I can talk about traumatic things very casually. So this is something that I do. And so I think that I had it, and I never felt a lot by it, but I was very detached for a long time. Like, you know, objectively, I love this child, and I know that like in my body, she'll be priority number one. But I struggled with this like really, really emotional, intense feeling that I've heard other mums talk about, like a primal instinct to like just like kill anyone who even like some mums will just think about catastrophic events and then how they would handle it, and they start to get really emotional, I guess is what I'm saying, which just wouldn't happen to me, but is also not my personality to do. And then I've had, you know, other women, there's like one mom that her child goes to the same daycare as my child. And, you know, she was like, I needed therapy, and I had attachment issues because when he went to daycare, I couldn't handle it. Like, she just couldn't handle him being away from her. And this just wasn't my experience, right? I think, I'm not a baby person. B, I'm very driven, right? Like many of us. And so I don't want to just be at home with a baby all the time. So all of these things made me really normalize how I was feeling. And I was like, oh, maybe I'm just not very maternal. But, you know, I didn't necessarily grow up with a doting mum either. My mum's awesome. She was a great mum. We had a lot of fun together. She hung out with me all the time, like in her way, but I was I'd play by myself. But you know, as we grew up, we were always close, but she was never annoying. She was a good mom. And I think I'm just very similar to her, as well as my sister. So I think that there's a trait there, but it took a long time for us to bond. I'm telling you all of this because it is only now. So right around when she turned three, now she's four, but right around when she turned three, that I'm like, I love you so much and emotional about her. So excited to go pick her up versus feeling overwhelmed, right? I used to feel stressed, overwhelmed. Oh no, I gotta go get her. How am I gonna cope? Fear that I couldn't cope. And now it's like, I'm excited. I miss her. It gets me through my day. Just think she's the cutest thing ever. And I just love her. I love her. I love her. And I want to eat her up, right? So this bonding has started to happen later down the track. And I have sudden moments of floods of this, of like, wow, I have a kid and she loves me. You know, like they always want their mom, right? She loves me and I love her. And like, it's almost like the reality seeps in these little cracks in my brain or my body and allows me to feel it sometimes, like in these moments. And other times, I'm just going through life. Now, I have a feeling that people, well, women who have their children with them 100% of the time, which I assume is the majority, actually don't always feel that flood either, that flood of emotion and love, because when you have kids and they're with you every day, it does become a grind. It's like, it's exhausting. They take so much from you because they need you so much. A lot of people don't have a partner that is, I don't know, like intuitive and overly helpful, or like, this is just a whole other topic, but it's a grind for a lot of these women. And from the moment that my daughter was born, it was just me looking after her. I was actually alone. You know, I've told this story before, I think. I was actually alone. And so it was just survival, right? Like, her and I were in survival mode from the very beginning. And we were together all of the time, just me and her, no help from nurses, no help from anyone. And it stayed that way for the first 2 years. I never came out of it. Like, when I got home, she, like, her dad was there. And so we immediately went into 50-50. But when you're also the one breastfeeding and there's just like, it's a bit of a different role, it's just a little bit more on you. And you're still trying to recover going straight into 50-50. It's just really tough. And so, and then also, you know, you're the one holding all the emotions for the whole family and everything that everyone's going. Like, you're the center of it. And you shoulder a lot of the emotion and you're the nurturing one and you're the one that's there to care for everyone. So it just became this like survival thing that I didn't come out of until she was like three. Because right when she was three, everything calmed down and I had 50% custody. So in the beginning, when she wasn't with me, I actually felt relief. I could breathe, right? And so if she's listening to this one day in the future, it has nothing to do with her, but more like relief from just all the responsibility. Like, suddenly I could sit still and do nothing or do something just for me and not be overwhelmed. Because also, like, what people don't know is I didn't have a lot of, like, I didn't have any of my own family. So it just was like, oh, that's how I feel myself getting emotional about it. And I know I'm all over the place with this story, but it feels all over the place in my head as well. Sometimes it's clear, but it's spaghetti. So whenever I talk about it, I go down all these different paths in my brain. So that happened. And then I was like, oh, am I ever going to start to feel...
Diddling. That's my sound effect for this ad break. Again, this episode is brought to you by the wonderful, the amazing Jewel Wellness, nature's multivitamin for your goals that matter the most. Energy that lasts, no caffeine crash, skip the coffee, have the liver. It is packed with essential nutrients to support your reproductive health, your egg quality, your cycles, and don't forget his sperm quality. The whole family should be taking it and you should be rotating beef liver, and zinc. He's going to need it for his testosterone, just quietly. Okay. Hormonal skin issues. Liver is rich in vitamin A. And actually, you know what? So is oyster. So be on both of those things. Rotating through 1 month oyster, 1 month liver. This is going to help promote clear skin, healthy hair. This is the natural form of vitamin A. I could talk forever, but you guys need to get back to the show. So go to jewelwellness.com and use the discount code HA Society to get 12% off. Biggest discount available anywhere. All right, back to the show. Bring.
I want more custody. Like, am I ever going to feel like I've had enough time to rest? Because when it would come time to get her back, the overwhelm would come back. Because I didn't know what to do. Like, it was super weird. I didn't have a lot of knowledge about toddlers, and I was doing a great job. I really was doing a great job, but I was like always nervous and always scared, and often felt alone. Like, okay, and so now it's just me and this 2-year-old for the next 5 days. Like 5 days, then 2 days, then 5 days, then 2 days. And I would get, the way our schedule works is like you have her for 2 days each, and then you go into rotating weekends. So every every second week you'll have her for 5 straight days. So it's actually a great schedule, because you're seeing them regularly enough and you're also having like this substantial break. That's not going to be able to go on for that long. Like when she's a bit older, that's going to be too much, I think, but we'll see. So as time went, just time, because she was 3, now she's 4, so it hasn't been that long. It's like I started to find my feet. It's like I got steady again. Like I was just really, really wobbly. And then I got steady, and then we have routine, and we're just like way more connected, and it was just time. So the moral of that is it does just take time, and when and if you had missed the golden hour or something like that at the beginning, or you felt even remotely disconnected, when you first have that child, it comes later is what I've learned. It comes later and it builds more progressively. And also I wonder if there is a personality trait in people who can, you know, like, do you tend to love and appreciate people immediately? And are you someone who takes time with everyone? And maybe that does translate to children as well. But because you're a mother, it doesn't matter that you take time. You still will do your job instinctually. Just if that makes sense. Okay. So anyway, that's how that went when it comes to, you know, initially going to 50-50 was relief. And then now it can be sad. Like now I miss her. I do miss her when I don't see her, when it's my, you know, my last day and then I drop her off. There's a piece of relief, because when you have them for 5 days straight, you start getting stressed out, right? Because they're like, bro, like you get it. If you have a kid, you know, right? They're just like on you. You can't go to the bathroom. As soon as you sit down, you have to stand back up. Like it is really exhausting. And it's like incredible that people do it full time all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what it is. And it's incredible. So at that 5 days, I feel amazing, right? Anyone who does that full time, someone please check on that woman. Make sure she's okay. Give her a break. Bring her a coffee. I don't know. Because I miss my daughter so much. But because I only have her half the time, I'm 100% present half the time. And so anyone who's... This episode is really for, like, really for women who have 50% custody. So if you know someone, send this to her, please. Or dad, you know, same. If you had them full time, okay, if you had them full time, if the world was perfect and you were not a part-time parent, it would be very hard for you to be as present as you would need to be. Because in the culture and society and the amount of help that we have and the way things work, it's exhausting to be a parent every day, all day. So if you had them all the time, it would be hard and you would not be present all the time. And there would be more times where you don't appreciate the magic that's in front of you and the wonderful person that you're creating. And because of the 50%, because of this opportunity disguised as a missed opportunity, each time you get them back, you get to be 100% engaged. So now when we do the math over a lifetime of being a parent, if you can look back and say, essentially for 50% of their life, I was fully engaged in them, that's actually probably a pretty solid and accurate statistic. It is not, I mean, listen, argue with me if you want, but it is not possible to be deeply in love, present, and focus on your child 100% of the time when you have them full time. The reality is when you have them full time, you are able to soak it up half the time if you're lucky, right? The other half you're trying to survive. Let's be real. When you have them half the time, you're surviving when they're not around, right? Like you're doing the things for you. You're getting the house tidy. You're going to your appointments. You're getting your stuff done. You're finding time to breathe. And then you have them and then it's go time and you're with them. That's how it goes when you have them half the time. When you have them half the time, it's go time. What do you want to do? Let's go have fun. Let's get it in. I haven't booked anything. I'm not trying to juggle anything because I booked all that when I didn't have you. So now I have you. And so it's all you. Let's go. What do you want to do? Let's have fun. And so it's just really concentrated. But I think that the amount of attention and time and presence that you would have given them ends up being the same if you have them half the time versus the whole time. Because when you have them the whole time, it's really hard. It's really hard. So there's people who have children listening who have them full time, who were like, I could never, right? Like I could never. First of all, I ain't never say never. But second of all, I totally get that. And it is okay for people in a different situation to reframe their situation for the better of their own mental health and their relationship with their family. It means nothing about you as a parent who has their child full-time, that someone who has their child part-time is thriving through that situation and surviving. Because we are not in a tribal community. We do not have help. And you want us to just make the ultimate, like, it's just an unrealistic sacrifice that you're able to give everything to these children who are so dependent and keep your shit together as well. It's asinine. It's ridiculous, right? So the one thing that a parent who loses access to their child half the time has is the ability to be fully with them. I mean, and obviously caveats, like sometimes things are happening in the moment that you have them with you and it is hard to be present. But for the most part, the majority percentage of the year, you get them back and you are 100% with them. Everything's going to be fine, both for you and for them. Right? Versus you having them 100% of the time and you're just falling apart most of it, which was my experience. And I had daycare and I was still really having a hard time and no one noticed, you know, because you're just, because you're just keeping it together. That's the hardest thing, is no one notices that you're struggling. Oh, look at her, like, she does it all. She's working, she owns a business, she has a family, she has a baby, she's doing it all, like, no problem. That's not reality. So check on those people. And if that is you, check on yourself, that you're not just holding it together because you think that you have to, you know that you have to. You need help. So if you are in a wonderful family where you're all together all of the time, I need you to check on yourself and understand that, you know, people who only have their kid half the time have a lot more space to care for themselves and things look different and you don't have that. So now if you are, so now the podcast becomes for people who have their children the whole time. If that is you, you need to be making time for yourself. You need to have a day. You need a day. Just because you have help during the week, you've been at work all day. You didn't get a day off. Hey, yeah, you went on a vacation, but you took your family. No, that's not a vacation. That's a trip. How are you taking care of yourself? Knowing that just because you love your kids so much and you have, like, and you have them all the time, so you should be on all the time, is not true. You need a break. You need a break. Okay. You can see why I didn't want to do this episode. It was all over the place. It was all over the place. But people ask, and I'm just trying to be honest, and I've processed through it now long enough to know that I'm in a good place, though I'm not articulate at it now. And because I don't have internal dialogue, I don't have a voice in my head, I don't talk in my head. It's really hard for me sometimes to, like, get these words out. And so I just hit record and do it imperfectly. Well, anyway, I hope that this struck a chord with someone and that you have an amazing day. See you next week. And yeah, come to our HA coaching certification if you are here from that space. If you're not, it's irrelevant to you and don't worry about it. But yeah, and we're still doing the free sample of Jewel right now. That is about to end, I'm pretty sure. So get your orders in jewelwellness.com. Your very first bottle is free on us to try your beef liver or your oyster. Okay, talk soon.
Da-da-ding. That's my sound effect for this ad break. Again, this episode is brought to you by the wonderful, the amazing Jewel Wellness, nature's multivitamin for your goals that matter the most. Energy that lasts, no caffeine crash, skip the coffee, have the liver. It is packed with essential nutrients to support your reproductive health, your egg quality, your cycles, and don't forget his sperm quality. The whole family should be taking it and you should be rotating beef liver and zinc. He's going to need it for his testosterone, just quietly, okay? Hormonal skin issues. Liver is rich in vitamin A. And actually, you know what? So is oyster. So be on both of those things. Rotating through 1 month oyster, 1 month liver. This is going to help promote clear skin, healthy hair. This is the natural form of vitamin A. I could talk forever, but you guys need to get back to the show. So go to jewelwellness.com and use the discount code HA Society to get 12% off. Biggest discount available anywhere. All right, back to the show. Bring.